don't hit the motherboard because...
A brave new world. Students at Our Lady of Nazareth Primary School in one of Nairobi's informal settlements have gone digital. They are using second-hand computers donated by a European nonprofit group. These machines have been cleaned, checked, and configured for use here and in other institutions. But most donated computers coming to Africa are not so high quality. Esther Muyeria Wachira is education technologist at Global eSchools and Communities Initiative, or GESCI, a nonprofit group founded by the United Nations to help developing countries use information and communications technology, or ICT, to improve their education systems.
But unfortunately, when these donations come, they will be useful in the institutions for a very short period of time, maybe 1 or 2 years. And even during that time, it is very expensive to maintain them because of the, you know, the frequency of the breakdowns.
Wachira says the worst part is that after 1 or 2 years, most computer donations end up here as e-waste. E-waste refers to electrical and electronic equipment that is old, no longer valuable to their owners, or whose lifespan has expired. What is worse, African countries lack the capacity to deal with the lead, cadmium, mercury, plastics, and other toxins contained in discarded electronics. Many of Africa's second-hand electronics come from European countries, either in the form of donations or products for sale. But much of it ends up being unusable in the long run, destined for the dump. Neelie Kroes is vice president of the European Union. She tells VOA European countries have strict laws against e-waste dumping at home and abroad, and are required to recycle or treat e-waste so that it does not harm the environment. She says she thinks it is important for African governments to deal effectively with e-waste as well.
Of course, it is tempting for countries that are not yet developed to take it for granted and think we first need to be active to push our economy. So the more e-commerce, e-environment there is, the better, and we will think over later the waste problem.
South Africa is the only African country that has legislation specifically covering e-waste. Kenya has e-waste guidelines that are expected to become law within 2 years' time. Kenya is also taking the lead in East Africa in the area of e-waste recycling. In Nairobi, the Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Center has recycled more than 4,000 computers since its inception in 2007. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.